I've come to terms over the last 400 episodes that I'm very much not the target audience, so it's fine.
For our own podcast?
Yes. Howdy, it's Wednesday, June 9th, 2026, and this is episode 281 of Due for a Win, the Atlantic City podcast. I'm Kyle Askin, joined, as always, by Craig Stone. What's good, Craig?
Not the would you rather that I don't have. It's not good.
Don't worry, you gotta just give it time. It needs to simmer a little bit, percolate. I think we'll get one.
It needs to come organically, not forced.
Exactly.
Okay. I've been watching basketball. That's a thing that happened.
Yeah, I haven't really been watching too much, though. I saw that the Spurs won last night, so...
It's an incredibly physical series, I will say. Just a lot of body checking and tackling and things that you don't really expect in an NBA game that aren't really getting called, which is...
It's good.
One way to do it.
It's like hockey, you know?
Yeah.
It's how they get you to become a fan.
It's true. Oh, man, the last hockey game was double overtime. Did you see the game-winning goal in that one?
I did not, but is that the one that it was 4-0 and then 4-4?
It was, yes, that is correct.
Uh-huh.
And then the team that was winning 4-0, Vegas.
They actually won.
In double overtime, guy from the blue line shoots it wide, it bounces off the boards, comes back, hits the goalie in the back of the skates, and goes in the goal.
Oh, that's how you do it.
And that's how you lose in double overtime.
I feel like usually the puck doesn't come off the back of the boards that hard. Right?
There are some arenas that have really lively boards, and the players know. They do test it. So, that's sports talk. We have an update, important update, about the last episode, which is that neither of us knew who sang the song A Horse With No Name, and I think it's important to let everyone know that that band is America, which right. I'm sure some of you were screaming in your car as you listen to the episode. The funny thing about that is I wouldn't have even corrected it, except America was playing in Atlantic City when we were there.
Were they? We could have seen America.
We could have seen them sing this song. And we also missed a chance to make the reference about them playing there. But that's another America. Again, I saw a bunch of people our age or younger walking around with America shirts on. I'm like, who our age is listening to this band?
250th anniversary, Craig. Of the band, that's of true. Course. That's what we're celebrating.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Good point.
In the desert, you can't remember your name. That's what I've heard.
Speaking of the frontier and the wild, wild west and things, you're going to Black Hawk, Colorado.
Yeah, it seems that way. I've booked some plane tickets, so that's good. I don't have hotels booked, but, you know, I've got 2 days to figure that out. So
I'm told hotels are free there.
They weren't yet for me. What? I'm hoping that they will become free.
Black Hawk, America's hottest casino market. You heard it here first.
I think that Caesars will give me some free rooms. I do have free rooms from a much smaller casino in Black Hawk, but I've tried calling them and just like no one picked up the phone.
Is it the Showboat Black Hawk?
So I was like, I'd like to book these free rooms and give your casino some play, but they apparently weren't interested. So I can try calling them back as well if Caesars does not become free.
Yeah, that casino's closed.
No, that's
Prim.
The Grand Z. So we'll see. I've never been there. Never been to the Grand Z Casino.
Sounds fake. Sounds made up.
Yeah. I mean, it looks nice from the road, but it's not in Black Hawk. It's in closer to Central City.
That doesn't count.
You wouldn't know because you're never going to go.
I am never going to go. So what are you planning to do? Same as always? Meet some people? Go on a hike?
No, that sounds right. Same as always. I think I'm going to probably spend Sunday night in Denver. So
just you, though? No family this time?
Yep, just me.
Enjoy. Have fun. Say hi to people for me. Apologize for my absence.
Do you think in the next 3 years that you're going to go to Black Hawk? Because I've been the last 3 years in a row, so I'd like to keep that streak going.
I don't know.
3 years is a good like over-under or whatever. Next year, surely the under would take it.
Like if you have to pick any 1 year. Yeah. It's basically saying I have a 33% chance of going any 1 year. So
no,
three
I think
years.
It's less than that because I'm saying right. It's like 50-50 if you go in the next 3 years.
Oh, you're saying it's 50. Okay. Yeah, but I would say no.
Yeah, I agree.
Just everything needs to line up perfectly. And the bigger thing is I'm having an enlightened moment as a parent where I'm realizing that there's actually things to do with my children that are fun. And any weekend that I'm screwing off to Atlantic City or any other destination is probably a weekend that there's no kid activities, which is why that weekend is free in the first place. And that also means I'm not doing something with my lovely children who I enjoy spending time with. So, you know.
It sounds like you've really reached a new level of enlightenment.
Just love parenting.
Father of the year.
Exactly. Took my kids to Legoland and Disney World this year. That's right.
Yep.
I never screamed at them once so loud that the neighbors could hear. Anyways, moving on. We have an obligatory Irish pub update.
Yeah. So it sounds like they're fighting over their designation as a high-rise building. So this is according to DailyMail.com, I guess. It's very unclear.
Yeah, why? I don't know why it's from DailyMail.com. I mean, the article's on MSN.com, but
right.
Daily Mail is a British tabloid. I mean, they have a lot of U.S. news, but it just seems very odd that that's where this landed. I'm guessing it's just some Wire article. But anyways.
So, yeah, you've mentioned that the article says the Irish pub has successfully contested this designation twice in the past. To me, like, if there are no sprinklers in this building, if they want to just operate the pub apart, it's fine. I think they should be able to get an exception or whatever. But like, if they actually want to sell hotel rooms, I don't know. Shouldn't you have sprinklers? Surely that's an absolute fire trap of the building.
You have a very uneducated take.
Okay. That's
because
that's fair.
You didn't read the article. They have sprinklers on every floor except for the bar floor.
Yeah, but if a fire starts on the bar floor, it still impacts the hotel.
The bar is open 24 hours, though, so there's somebody in there all the time.
So you're saying they could surely fight the fire, and it is impossible that, like, a fire in the kitchen could ever spread.
Yeah, you just need, like, 50 fire extinguishers in there.
It is known that no restaurant has ever caught on fire while they were cooking.
Yeah, it's never happened.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess that's fair. I can't argue that.
No, so they are saying, hey, you know, we put in the sprinklers on all the other floors. I think in the article, the owner saying, we didn't even have to do that.
Didn't they? It sounds like they probably did have to do that, but whatever.
Right. But it seems like what's going on right now is that they're contesting this designation yet again, and that's why no work is being done, but we'll see what happens.
I mean, if it's just one floor of sprinklers they need to put in, that doesn't sound like, you know, I think we were talking about like 500K or something. It sounds like much less than that, right?
So the rumors, and as we've discussed, you can always trust Facebook rumors.
Mm-hmm.
The rumors are that they can't figure out a way to do it that won't damage the ceilings and the many artifacts on the walls and things like that. And you know, you cannot even touch one thing in the Irish pub.
I don't know what is on the second floor there, if it's just part of the hotel or whatever. Surely you could just close the second floor or raise the floor some amount and just use that to run the piping, right?
I have no idea.
I mean, I don't know either, frankly. I'm not a good person to be speculating on that, but the value of the pub is surely much bigger than the value of the hotel.
Yes. Anyways, we keep getting updates.
Yeah, I'm actually there right now recording.
What?
Ice cold Guinness.
Ice cold Guinness.
Yeah.
Someplace that you could be that you could not be a month ago.
Probably not at 9 a.m., but yes, go ahead.
Is the Iron Room, which is back. The Iron Room used to be way out by Surf Stadium.
Vagabond, yeah.
Yeah, and was very highly rated as both a cocktail place and a brunch and dinner place. And then it briefly sort of moved to the Rhythm and Spirits. Like, Rhythm and Spirits opened, and then they had the Iron Room menu dinner. And then they ended that. And now they are reopening the Iron Room, or have reopened the Iron Room, in the back of Bar 32, which is the chocolate bar in the Orange Loop. So you enter through Bar 32 and go through, and they have brunch and dinner and happy hour. So I linked to an Instagram thing, and it cannot find it.
Yeah, I clicked the link to Instagram, and it was like, no, this is not a thing. So excellent work.
Okay, Iron Room happy hour. We found it. I'll replace the link, which will also, again, not work by the time this episode goes up. The happiest hour, it says. All appetizers half off. $14 cocktails. Pints of beer vary from $6 to $10. $6 to $13. Things like Allagash Maine Blueberry Ale and Old Speckled Hen Stout and the Seed Lager. Would you pay $6 for a Rolling Rock pint, Kyle?
I mean, the fact that it's a pint makes it a little bit more like, although I feel like with Rolling Rock, having the bottle is part of the joy, right? Just so you can look at it and be like, yeah, I'm having a really shitty beer now. This is exactly what I want.
They have something called a Rock and a Rose for $10, which is a 16-ounce Rolling Rock and a shot of Four Roses bourbon.
I don't really like bourbon. If it was scotch, I'd be a bit more interested.
$10. a rock and a rose. So
sounds kind of good.
These are not as good as the deals at the new Angeloni's Club Madrid happy hour, but you know we love a happy hour.
I'll check it out for the food, frankly.
Yeah, and it's very convenient to Boardwalk, so it would be an easy happy hour. You know, pop out there. You're right next to King's Pub.
When? When are we going to pop out there? What day?
August. I said July last episode, but then I realized when my daughter leaves is like July 29th, so that doesn't really leave much of July. Mm-hmm. So it would probably be like early August.
Sure.
Some weekday maybe. Probably weekday probably easier.
Yeah.
Although you said Thursday, Friday is bad. Thursday night would be preferable for me.
Thursday, Friday's pretty bad. Pretty bad for me.
We'll figure all that out. So Iron Room, back with happy hour. Another new thing is Federal Donuts has opened at the Hard Rock, which is not just donuts, it's donuts and chicken. I believe I said when this first got announced, I've had Federal Donuts in Philadelphia, and I would say they're not the best donuts. People love them. Not my thing. They're too dense. There's too much shit on them. I haven't had the chicken, but people are complaining in the Facebook groups that it now smells like grease in the hallway where the Federal Donuts and Chicken is, which is not, by the way, in the food court area. It's over. It used to be the little comp redemption area where you could buy liquor bottles and stuff with your comp dollars. So it's next to the Icon Lounge.
No one doing that. Surely they're all spending their comp dollars on the Roctane.
Oh, yeah. You got to go to get your gas.
Got to do it.
Especially now.
Yep.
That's Federal Donuts. It's open. I should go try another donut because I wasn't enamored, I have to say, with the donut.
So, Craig.
You know I love a donut.
Would you rather have a Federal Donuts donut or a Duck Donuts donut? Because I know you're not wild about Duck Donuts either.
So they don't have Duck Donuts in Atlantic City.
No, they don't. But you said they have them in New Jersey, right?
They do. In Clark, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a Federal Donut.
No, oh, there you
just
go.
Just because it's a little more novel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in Atlantic City.
Yeah, that's true. How about Krispy Kreme? How does that stack up? I assume that Dunkin' is your favorite, so we'll skip that. But
Dunkin's like the Budweiser of donuts, right? Like it's just, you know, the most generic donut. And I know there are a lot of haters who are like, these aren't even good. They're fine.
They're fine. They're better than the breakfast sandwiches at Dunkin', which are bad.
Yeah, very bad.
The sandwich itself is okay. Back when I used to get it on a bagel, their bagels are truly the worst thing I've ever eaten in my life. So it just ruins the sandwich.
It's unbelievable that they've not fixed the bagels. I think we've talked about this.
How hard is it to make a bagel? But it's unbelievably bad. So now when I get a sandwich, I get it on an English muffin, which they just buy instead of trying to make, I think. And so it's acceptable again. But I don't really like English muffins, but it's certainly better than their god-awful bagels.
So that's all the food news. I don't think we even talked about this last episode, but Dave and I walked by the Showboat and saw that they were doing a bunch of work on the space that the outdoor gym was being built and never opened, and now they had just stored some dinosaurs. So last trip, the dinosaurs were knocked over, and they were in bad shape, and then this trip, all of a sudden, there's fake turf down, and the dinosaurs are all standing up, and they're building a whole little display with signs about what each dinosaur is and everything, and I was shocked. So, Showboat posted on Facebook that Jurassic Beach is now open. I went to the website to find out more when they posted this last week, and their website had a GoDaddy placeholder page because they let the domain name expire. That has since been fixed. But it was a very Showboat experience. There is still nothing on the website about Jurassic Beach. If you Google Jurassic Beach, it takes you to an Eventbrite site, and it says that tickets are $13.34. The Eventbrite site then says to go to JurassicBeachNJ.com for more information, and when you click that site, it does not exist. I'm assuming this is all just Showboat doing Showboat things.
Yeah, it sounds like what I'd expect.
Personally, I would not give my money to this Eventbrite site, and I would instead just go and buy the tickets, because there's like a non-zero chance that you buy tickets through this Eventbrite thing, and then you show up, and they're like, what are you talking about? There's no Eventbrite. You just show up. I'm guessing that this is not a fraudulent Eventbrite site for Jurassic Beach, but it just seems weird. It's poorly run, at the very least, even if it is legit. Does that mean that there's going to be somebody manning the entrance to Jurassic Beach the entire time this thing is open?
Maybe.
That doesn't seem like it's going to be profitable. But it looked cool when we walked by it, so happy to see that that's open. The Showboat track record certainly would indicate, you know, you could put an over-under on this thing of one summer season, right?
If that.
Would you go under? Over under final closure date of Jurassic being Labor Day?
Have Labor Day? No, I would take the... Well, define closure if it becomes abandoned, but you can kind of walk through there. Was that open or closed?
No, I think it needs to be operating. Because if they're closed and you can just walk through there, everything's going to fall apart so fast.
From everyone just riding the dinosaurs and stuff.
Yeah, and even when the dinosaurs were just out, they were getting all beat up. So they need some TLC out there.
It's a good over-under. Jeez. I'll say over, but I'm already remorseful. That's what I said.
I think that's the date, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to be pessimistic and say under. It feels very much like everything else about Showboat, which, you know, it's clearly not being run by Showboat. And the, like, cross-promotion isn't really there. You know, there's nothing there about it on the website. They posted about it on the Facebook. But I don't know. I mean, I guess there's a lot of traffic in the summer where people are going to see it and be like, hey, let me walk back there and see what's going on. So maybe it'll do okay. But it just seems like even things that look cool at Showboat, I am always skeptical of how long they'll last. So we will find out. Hopefully it's amazing and it totally turns Showboat into the greatest family resort in the country between the water park and the arcade and the raceway and mini golf
and dinosaurs.
They have a lot of stuff.
Brickers Burgers. Do they have Brickers Burgers still? Surely no,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's the burger place. I don't think it's called Brickers Burgers. I think it's like B&B or something.
You know, if they want to really get that title, you know what they need? Earl of Sandwich.
Yeah, just bring back the Earl of Sandwich. I think that's a good idea. Should we get to the biggest news of the last 2 weeks, which I'm sure every other podcast has already talked about, but we're going to bring our specific Atlantic City spin on it.
That's right. So Tilman Fertitta, owner of Landry's and Golden Nugget, is buying Caesars and taking it private. He will own 4 casinos in Atlantic City, Caesars Harris Drop and Golden Nugget. So what do you think?
I think the biggest question that Atlantic City goers have about this is, does he have any appetite to own 4 Atlantic City casinos, or is he going to very quickly sell one or close one? I think most people's assumption is that he does not want to own 4 Atlantic City properties out of the 9.
I mean, surely if one is going to bite it, it's going to be Golden Nugget.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get to the revenue in a minute. There was an episode of the Travel Zork podcast where Michael Traeger basically makes all of the arguments that I was going to make, which, first of all, we've talked about how the thing sort of keeping Golden Nugget afloat is the online gaming revenue, and he no longer needs to have Golden Nugget open, right, to be able to run the Golden Nugget online operation because he can attach it to one of the other casinos. So that is part of it. You know, if he wants to keep the Golden Nugget name in Atlantic City, he has 3 other places. Well, obviously he's not going to rebrand Caesars, but there's other options where you could rebrand something. I don't know if that's the route that he would actually go. I know when I talked to our friend Dave about it, he was saying he thinks that Tropicana is a strong enough brand name in Atlantic City that he wouldn't get rid of it. Harrah's obviously has a big national brand profile. So, yeah, I'm interested to see where this goes. Obviously, everybody's interested to see where this goes.
If I were him and I was going to close Golden Nugget, I think that brand is still important to him. I would just make Trop the Golden Nugget to move the Golden Nugget name to the 3rd casino in Atlantic City that is had.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the assumption of where it would go. It'd be weird to lose Trop as a name. That's been a very consistent...
I mean, it's already gone from Vegas, right?
Right. I mean, that was the other thing I was thinking is like Tropicana as a brand outside of Atlantic City is just gone, right? So there's not really anything nationally tying it to any other program or anything, anybody's like consciousness outside of AC. So I agree that that's probably the most straightforward thing. I have a question for you, which is, will there still be 4 Caesars owned casinos on January 1st, 2028? So we'll give them 18 months, basically.
Well, when is this even going to close or whatever? And is the NJDGE going to have something to say about him owning 4 casinos? And I still feel like there's a bunch of questions. Certainly at the federal level, no one will care, right, given that absolutely. I think he is in the administration. So.
Yeah, he's like the ambassador to Italy, I think. Yeah. But Caesars has owned 4 casinos before.
And they immediately shut one down. So,
but it's not like you can't do it. There's no cutoff there.
They bought Trop or whatever. They're like, don't need Showboat anymore.
Well, to give some of the history of Caesars, Caesars, the name, has lasted a very long time, but it has been bought by multiple people who then assume that name. So Park Place Entertainment bought Caesars in 2000. Park Place Entertainment a very Atlantic City named company, but that was based in Vegas. They bought it in 2000. They renamed it Caesars in 2003. Harrah's then famously bought Caesars Entertainment in 2005 and renamed themselves Caesars in 2010. So it was Harrah's Rewards for a long time, mm-hmm. and then became Caesars Rewards.
Certainly it was when I started going.
And then it merged with Eldorado in 2020, and they kept the Caesars name. And the merger was really, like, it was more Eldorado people on the board than Caesars people. So even though it was a merger, it really did feel like Eldorado was taking it over. That merger was announced in, I think, like, November of 2019 and finished in July of 2020. So if you're using the same timeline for this, assume sometime in 2027, maybe. And so that's why I said 2028 for potential closure of a casino. So given all that information, you could even go out to 2029 if you want to really give it some leeway to get it finished. But
yeah, I would say certainly. I think there will be four Caesars-owned casinos in AC on 1/1/28. Or if the point is, are all four of these casinos going to be open? I would say yes, just because I don't know how long it's going to take to close.
The Eldorado thing took over a year. It was announced in June of 2019, and it was finished in July of 2020. So over a year.
Yeah. I mean, let's say if it takes a year, though, if you're going to shut down the Golden Nugget, what better time to do it than middle of fall 2027?
Yeah.
If you don't need it anymore, because there's no reason to keep it open through the winter.
Once this gets done, I think it will be very fast that one of the casinos either gets sold or closed.
To be clear, it's not one of the casinos. It is Golden Nugget, right? There's yeah. a 0% chance one of the other casinos closes.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about how much they're struggling. The Caesars, three current Caesars casinos are struggling, but none of them are struggling as much as Golden Nugget.
Right.
Are you optimistic about a Golden Nugget-operated Caesars?
You know, I've had my problems with Golden Nugget Atlantic City. I've never had huge problems with the brand. I mean, I know, like, some people absolutely hate it, and there are, like, horror stories from the Golden Nugget in Vegas especially. Certainly my last stay there wasn't very pleasant, but I don't think it's going to be worse than the current Caesars iteration, which is just absolutely horrible, I think.
Yeah, I mean, Eldorado really has not
done anything.
Done a great job.
No, they've done nothing.
But I do wonder how much of the rot was already setting in even before the Eldorado merger. Like, I don't think we were all high on Caesars as a company even before that happened.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I think people are concerned about is Caesars is very generous to comp. And I know there's concern of, oh, you know, is that going to go away or get stingier? Because certainly other companies are stingier.
I would think so. Golden Nugget, I feel like, is super generous with comps, frankly. And Eldorado went out there and said, like, we're just not going to comp things anymore. And nothing changed, so.
And that was what I was going to say, is Eldorado came in openly saying that everybody's overcomping in Atlantic City. And I think once you start operating this many properties and realize how many rooms you need to fill, you know, you have to get players in the door. So
right.
I just can't imagine that there's going to be a drastic change in how much people are comped, especially off-season in Atlantic City. Like, it's just not really going to change. And maybe there are tiers where, who knows, maybe it gets worse for people who are sort of in the diamond but not diamond plus range. I don't know. Maybe it gets worse for people like me who are just not big gamblers and not bring a lot of money. Like, maybe I stop getting the comps that I get. But I'm guessing most people are not going to see a big difference just because Caesars has had this many casinos before, and I think if there was a way to change it, it would have changed by now. Eldorado would have changed it because they wanted to. Any other thoughts on this? Is this a good thing for Atlantic City?
Well, I mean, it's complicated, right? Certainly it increases the odds that a casino shuts down. I think it's undeniable, but Eldorado is so awful. So
yeah,
our experience, I think, will be the same or better if a ton of people lose their jobs because Golden Nugget shuts down. That's bad for Atlantic City in some sense, probably. But is it bad for visitors to Atlantic City? Maybe not.
Yeah. It's really hard for me to imagine a buyer for Golden Nugget to operate that casino there in the shadow of Borgata. It's not on the boardwalk.
They've got the marina, Craig. That's probably the most profitable part of that casino, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah, they do own the marina. Are you excited to be able to use your Caesars comps at the Rainforest Cafe?
No.
The McCormick and Schmicks.
I mean, you can already do that, I think.
That's true. You can. So I think actually you can use either your Caesars or Golden Nugget comps at the McCormick and Schmicks in Harrah's.
I don't love McCormick and Schmicks, as has been talked about on the podcast, so not really super excited about that. The only place to use your Caesars comps, as we've discussed, is Nobu, certainly.
Correct. What I want is them to rebrand Tropicana, not as the Golden Nugget, but as the Rainforest Cafe Casino.
Trop World.
I don't think it's that far off. It's got some palm trees. You just put some animatronic monkeys in there and let's go. Rainforest Cafe Casino.
The only thing I think about when I think Rainforest Cafe Casino somehow is MGM Grand, just because it's got the big Rainforest Cafe, like, right in the casino, or at least it had it.
I don't know if it's still there. Oh, so one of the things that they were talking about, I think, on the Handy at the Shandy podcast, although it might have been on Neon Lounge, was that there are a bunch of Landry's restaurants and MGM properties in Las Vegas. So, like, what happens with those?
Hmm?
That's something to listen to Las Vegas podcasts for. I don't know.
Don't have that problem, because certainly the only MGM property in Atlantic City only has Borgata-themed restaurants in it or whatever. So.
Yeah. But we have had for a long time a Landry's restaurant in a Caesars property in Atlantic City, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it's big news. It'll take a while to go through, I'm sure. And then we'll start seeing changes.
All right. Finally, what you've all been waiting for. Data.
April data. Not May. I know it's June. And by the time this episode comes out, May data will probably be out.
I mean, so like before July is what you're saying.
Yeah. But April data earned a hefty presence on the podcast by being up 11.7%.
Yeah. Got to give respect where it's due.
I think April 2025 was just really bad, like looking at previous years. I mean, it wasn't that much worse than the previous year.
Yeah, 2024 was also quite bad, I think. So,
but then 2023 was much closer to this year.
Yeah. No, it's weird the last 2 years how much worse April's been than March.
Right.
Like, you wouldn't expect that necessarily.
Like, is St. Patrick's Day just such a huge draw?
I mean, I think it is a big holiday for Atlantic City, but...
Yeah, and still, I mean, this April was worse than March, even though we're saying it was up 11.2%. What's your big takeaways from the data?
First, Caesars was up 32%. They had an incredibly lucky month. Ocean was up 20% with a pretty normal looking month. I have to say, I think they probably just had a horrific month last year. And Borgata was up almost 15%, also on a pretty normal looking month. Those are the three big winners. The only loser is the aforementioned Golden Nugget.
Soon to be closed, Golden
Nugget. Yeah, I have to say, like, Caesars and Trop actually had pretty lucky months, and Trop's lucky month was good for a 1% year-over-year gain, so that's not really a very good month for them.
Harrah's being up less than 1%, and Tropicana only being up 1.4% with luck seems pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
In a month where it's up almost 12% overall.
Mm-hmm.
Caesars has had a few really lucky months in a row, I think, and they've had these big year-over-year gains.
Maybe they know what they're doing.
They've turned on the triple zero roulette wheel or something.
Yeah, the magnets on the craps table aren't working.
Hard Rock was up 9%. We had our typical Borg 1, Hard Rock 2, Ocean 3.
Resorts up 9%.
You'll love to see it.
You'll love to see it, despite my no playing them, although I guess that was in May. So.
Yeah, that's right. When they're down 9% next month, you'll know why.
They're like, we counted on this guy to just spew off all his money at the tables, and he did, but not in our casino.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah, let me tell you, Bally's and Borg will be way up, but yeah, not the resorts.
Yeah, I don't have too much else to add, but seems...
No, good month. Good month. I don't know.
Like, a really good month for everyone except Golden Nugget.
Yep.
And I would argue Chop and Harrah's did not have great months, so... You know, when three of the four casinos that Tilman Fertitta is about to open.
I mean, certainly to me, like, the four casinos he's going to own are maybe four of the least interesting casinos for me to go to. But I know you like Caesars and Trop quite a bit more than I do. But
yeah.
And you like Bally's and Resorts quite a bit less than I do.
They're in dire need of a change. We see that in the data, you know, to tie it to the data. Like, the data is just very stagnant for all those casinos. Hopefully he comes in with some appetite to do that. I don't know where Caesars and Tropicana Atlantic City would be on the priority list for those updates, because obviously people, their number one complaint about Caesars as a Vegas strip operator or casino operator is that their casinos have stagnated so much, especially behind MGM, who's got so much stuff in every segment, right? Like, I feel like they've got more high-end stuff. They've got more mid-tier stuff that's nicer than the mid-tier Caesars stuff.
Yeah, no. I mean, like, would I rather go to an MGM property or a Caesars property? Like, no doubt about it. I'd rather go to an MGM property or whatever. And they're, like, just much more generous to me, too, honestly. Like, I think it's easier for me to get a comp at Aria Vidara or whatever than it is at Caesars Palace, like, 100%. And, like, it's just nicer, I think.
Yeah, and it's funny because I always think MGM Vegas typically does not comp me all that well, mainly because I tend to stay there and then I don't gamble that much when I'm in Vegas. So I get punished for a couple of years. And so there was a couple of years where I check my Vegas rates and they'd be really bad. But now it's been a while and I go back and my rates are...
Back to normal. They've forgotten.
and comparable to what Caesars offers me.
Don't have the punitive rates anymore.
I mean, I always assume, I'm like, well, I'll get some Caesars Casino comped anytime I want to go to Vegas. But even the low tier, you know, Link Flamingo stuff, I still have to pay on weekends. And part of the issue with Caesars in Vegas is Caesars Palace is their nicest property, right? And it's nice, but it's old.
It's not that nice, I don't think. It's nothing like Aria or Bellagio, or I don't love Bellagio, frankly, but it's still obviously a much nicer property than Caesars.
Yeah, and I think it's just not as nice as its name brand, whatever it is.
I mean, I will say, like, I really like Planet Hollywood, but I haven't been in quite a while. So even our last trip, I don't think I went to Planet Hollywood at all.
Yeah. We've circled back after Talking Data, and now we're back on merger stuff, but...
Mm-hmm. MGM, just a better company, I think, than Caesars right now, so... We'll see what Tillman Fertitta can do with it.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much work that needs to be done, I think, is the main point. So so we'll see if Atlantic City gets any of that work. I think when El Dorado took over, it was the similar, like, what are they going to do? But I think there's just too much to do, and so they couldn't do it. But I do think Golden Nugget's a bigger, hopefully bigger, more experienced operation than El Dorado.
Well, we'll see. Anyway, it sounds like we've got mailbag questions, but I think we'll save them for next episode. If you want to reach out to us or any of our listeners, you can do so at our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/doforawin. Find all of our great content at doforawin.com. Reach out to Craig on Twitter at doforawin or me at Kyle Askin. And send Craig questions at doforawin@gmail.com, and we will answer them on some eventual episode.
Yeah, I'm really happy that we could come on like a week and a half after this news so that everybody's already heard four other podcasts talk about it, and we could just regurgitate what everyone else said. I think that's the value that we bring to the table.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what our listeners have come to expect. Come back a week and a half after it and then post it another week and a half after that. Yeah.
The purchase will be like off by the time this podcast goes up. It will have already been canceled through some shenanigans. So look forward to that.
You got to tell me when we're going to go to Atlantic City.
August something.
I'm around.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
All right. Thank you guys very much for listening. We'll talk to you all in a few weeks.
I think our RSS only goes to 300, and so if we post 301, number one will drop off.
I'm a mathematician, and I can confirm that numbers only go to 300.